host, Angie Rogers Howell.
What is the Gone Boss Podcast?
Well, it's a weekly podcast featuring awesome people in our community. We'll interview them, find out what makes them tick, the cool things they're doing to make our community a great place to live and work, and how they've gone boss.
Interact with us on Facebook and Instagram just by searching Gone Boss.
Now sit back, relax, and find out who has
gone boss.
Studio, we have Shonda Kane, Executive Director of Newcastle Henry County Chamber of Commerce. Welcome.
Yes, thank you. Hello. It's great to be here.
No problem. Well, thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been at the Chamber about 4 years now.
Okay.
In Henry County. My previous face, if you will, was here in Muncie at the Visitors Bureau.
Oh,
so
okay.
I just went over to the neighbor's house, I guess.
Awesome.
But it's a great community over there as well.
Okay. So what do you do over at the Chamber in Newcastle?
Well,
a little bit of everything, right?
Yeah, there's just two of us. So both of us do a little bit of everything. So we have about 9 events we do through the year, 10 lunches, of course, then your standard chamber business. If anyone's chamber members, you might be familiar, there's a package of benefits mm-hmm. that comes with membership, just support businesses, do what we can to help them grow. And it's kind of different for every member, what they need and what they're looking for. So there's a lot of pieces.
Okay. So are you originally a Munsonian or where are you from?
I'm from Randolph County.
Okay. So, I thought so. Yeah.
Yeah. Matt and I actually went to school together, graduated with Mark. So I went all the way through Monroe Central. So
okay.
Originally from Randolph County.
That's what I remembered. I was like, didn't you go to school with the Howells
right.
and all those
yep.
guys?
Great
yep.
people.
Awesome.
Great people.
So tell me a little bit about your family.
So my kids are growing up, doggone it. But my oldest in his 30s, I think he's getting to the age where he doesn't want anyone knows real age. I don't know. Maybe that's just women. Maybe that's
well,
just us women.
You never know.
But he lives out in California in Silicon Valley.
Oh,
he's
okay.
a programmer at Google. So we're proud of him. Ball State alumni, you know, chirp, chirp.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a daughter. She's got her third baby on the way.
Oh, exciting.
So I'll be grandma again, a little boy expecting in June.
Nice.
And then Keegan, which Monroe Central football, go mm-hmm. Bears.
Go Bears.
Yeah, we went to, they're the ones that won sectional and mm-hmm. regional in his senior year. So that was exciting.
Oh, that's exciting.
But he just got home in September from the Army.
Oh, okay.
So proud of him, Patriot Missile guy. And then my youngest is 15, about turned 16 in a month, and he's my skateboard fanatic.
Okay.
So he actually lives in Florida, though, and when he visits, we go all over chasing down skate parks.
Skate parks.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That's exciting.
Yep.
Well, I've got a 10-year-old, and she is into skateboarding
as
well.
Oh, is she?
So,
okay.
Yes. She hasn't started doing tricks and stuff
mm-hmm.
yet, but I feel like that is on the horizon.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. Just cross your fingers.
Yeah, I know. I'm not pushing.
It can be nerve-wracking.
I'm not pushing that too much. I'm like,
no.
Let's just worry about, like, going in a straight yeah. line on the sidewalk.
I won't
sidewalk
tell you about
something.
The ER visit last week, okay?
Okay. Awesome. So what do you like to do for fun?
That's a hard one because mm-hmm. I'm kind of in transition right now. So a few years back, I would have said I love going and spending time at 4-H. I was heavily involved in 4-H for about 15 years mm-hmm. on their board and was the show announcer and all those things.
Oh, okay.
But as kids have left the nest, life is changing. And I'm going to be honest, that's a struggle. It's a real struggle.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was open, I'd say I'm trying to find myself. I'm trying to find what interests me
mm-hmm.
that isn't embedded with the children in their activities.
Yeah, that's hard because
yeah.
you get so used to being like mm-hmm. you know they're
that's
kind
your
of
purpose.
The, yes, your purpose is
what's my
your
purpose?
Kind of their your
yeah.
world and everything and to figure it out.
Yeah, right. Who am I?
Yeah.
I don't know. I gotta figure
know.
It out.
What
so
do I like to do for fun? I don't
I'm
know.
On a journey right now.
Okay, well
figuring
that's good.
That out. Yeah.
What kind of professional organizations are you part of?
Right now, I'm on the board of the Henry County Economic Development Corporation.
Okay.
And I'm also on the board of the Newcastle Main Street,
all
downtown
right.
Main Street, which they've got so much, not that the economic development doesn't, but Main Street is really active, really busy.
And they've got some
so
fun stuff going on.
They do.
New and businesses have been opening and all
they
kinds
do.
Of stuff.
And we kind of run into some of the growing pains Muncie had mm-hmm. years ago where the real estate is running out, you know.
Right.
So it's nice.
Those are good problems to have. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like watching it grow and things change because it's very visual.
Yeah.
And it's exciting.
They're doing a great job. I love that organization. Mm-hmm. What's something you wish you had known when you were first starting out?
You have a voice. You don't always have to be a people pleaser. Say what you're thinking. Say what you know. Share what you know. And don't be intimidated by who's in the room.
Have you ever run into discrimination in the business sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think we all have.
Yeah. Right? yeah. And we have the chamber started recently, a women's network.
Mm-hmm.
We meet every other month in the morning for breakfast. And that's a great group. And that's a topic that comes up a lot. And the women just mentor each other and support each other and tell their stories
mm-hmm.
about those things and how to have a voice and how to handle it or how to communicate. So I think it's broad.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think, you know, we have come a long ways since, you know, mm-hmm. back in the day.
But
also, we can vote and everything. Oh, my goodness. They let us work and vote and all kinds of stuff. But there's still progress to be made.
Yeah.
There's always steps to be made,
absolutely.
I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So what is your favorite band or artist?
I'm an 80s big hair band person. So everything from Motley Crue or AC/DC or Quiet Riot or any of those things.
Those are all good choices.
They're all good, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, it depends on the mood, too. Sometimes you'll go back to something a little softer, depends on your mood. But it's usually the big hair bands. And it's funny because my member services lady back at the office, Cindy, she got in my car one day. And I've got my Spotify on and radio's on. She goes, whoa, we're not the same person we were when we were in the car last time, are we? And I said, yes, I am.
Change all kinds of stuff.
She's like, oh my. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, it's fun.
I think it's funny whenever Matt drives my car and I get in because he's a big you know, rock and roll mm-hmm. kind of guy, and then he's like Metallica's like blaring
yep.
and stuff.
Yep.
So just
absolutely.
Yeah. And then this morning Audia, my 10-year-old, was like, I'll put it back on your music, Mom. You're like classical music that you like. I'm like, I like all kinds of different things.
Yeah.
But yes, I don't mind the classical.
Yeah, it's nice once
in a while. It's nice once in a while.
Yep.
Are you an early bird or a night owl?
I think I'm an early bird.
Okay.
Once the coffee has been consumed,
once
I'm an early bird.
In. Nice. Okay. What's your favorite book?
I was thinking about that on the way in, and it really doesn't have anything to do with business.
That's okay.
But it'd be Dr. Chapman's 5 Love Languages.
Okay.
And I guess it can pertain to business because it's communication style and what fills different people's buckets.
Mm-hmm.
Which we were not, it's not love at work, but it's a relationship.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
And you can apply that there too. But I thought that was real insightful. And before I read that, I was like, I had no clue.
Mm-hmm. So what is your love language?
Mine's are words of affirmation.
Mine is too.
My top.
Yep. At work, words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody tells me I'm doing a good job, I can live on that for like a month.
Right.
Now at home, if Matt tells me I'm doing a good job, I'm like, whatever, this is like my job. It's fine.
I know I am. Okay.
Exactly. I know. I'm doing fine. So I think my love language at work and at home is different, which is maybe confusing for your spouse who you also work with
at the same time.
Might
who
be a little tricky. Who are you today? What's going on?
Yeah.
Have you ever met anyone famous?
People will have no idea who this person is.
That's
and it's
okay.
Don Gay.
Okay. I don't know who that is.
Don Gay was a championship bull rider.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So went to the rodeo, and then after he was a bull rider, he became an announcer. And that's probably about as famous as I get. So I got to meet him, got his autograph, you know, the typical spectator kind of thing. But other than that, besides like governors and
mm-hmm.
things like that, I really, really haven't. I haven't rubbed elbows in that circle, I guess.
I don't know that I have either, but you got the bull rider guy, so that's pretty
cool.
That's
hot, isn't
it? That's neat. What's your guilty pleasure?
I do like a nice drink.
Okay, drinks are good.
Yeah, I do like a nice drink.
Do you have a favorite drink?
Rum and Coke or a martini or Fireball.
Okay.
And a cigar on the side doesn't hurt.
Okay, those are all good choices, good options. I like those.
Goes with the big hair band, I guess.
That's true, yeah.
People are going to be like, you do what? You? What? Yep.
Well, you never know. You got to let your hair down,
yeah, that's right?
Yep.
That's right.
What's your favorite movie?
I'm going to see a theme here. By 8 seconds.
Okay. I am sensing
movie
a theme about bull riding. What's your hidden talent? Something you're good at that people might not know?
I used to draw a lot.
Okay.
I used to do a lot of pencil drawing and watercolors.
Okay. pets.
I used to enjoy that. That's been a few years ago. So.
All right. Maybe that can be part of your quest of what you enjoy, right?
Find myself in the pencil drawings.
Exactly. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Am I allowed to say neither?
You can say neither. That's my answer.
Okay, neither.
Okay. That's all right. What's your most used emoji on your phone?
Probably just the smiley face. A smiley face or a heart.
Okay. Those are good classic emojis.
Good, nice ones. Yep. Yeah.
Nice. Tell me something that's on your bucket list.
I would love to be able to travel and work at the same time.
Yeah.
I bet there's a huge percentage of people that would like to do that. But if I could RV, find a place, stay there for a month, work remotely, move somewhere else, work remotely, that would be my dream job.
Your dream job.
Yeah.
I think we're finding that there are more ways that we can do that. Mm-hmm. I think there's still a time and place that you have to be in the office or you're planning events, and especially like kind of like in your line of work, like you're meeting with.
I have to be there.
Yeah, you're meeting with businesses and customers and stuff, but you know, it's all right.
Yeah, my son has been able to pull that off.
Oh, yeah.
Because of COVID, but now they're calling them back in.
Oh.
So that made me think maybe it's not as realistic as I think it is. Because if they're calling people back, that makes me wonder.
Yeah,
so.
I think people got used to working at home in their jammies or whatever and stuff. Yeah, so now people are like, let's bring that back in a little
Especially
bit.
Especially the introverts.
Yeah. So. Absolutely. What gets you excited about life?
New things. Being outdoors. I love being outdoors. Camping. Just being outside and away from town and just listen. And it was funny, my son a while back, he said, Mom, remember when you used to tell us to go outside and just be quiet and listen? He said, I thought that was the corniest thing ever. He said, now I think about that and I'll stop and I'll just listen.
Nice.
So just being outside with nature and soaking it all up.
Yeah. Did you get to be outside and experience the eclipse yesterday?
Oh yeah, I did. We were working on this apartment thing, my son and I, and we took a break and watched the eclipse and had a root beer.
Awesome. So that was nice. We were at home on the farm and in the front yard just kind of.
I saw Matt's pictures.
Oh my gosh. He blew up the internet with those pictures. And he's like, I didn't even like that picture all that much. I'm like, oh my gosh. You blew it up. Everybody loved it.
Yeah. Everyone enjoys his pictures.
They do. Yeah. I'm like, Matt Howell, your fans are clamoring. You better get your pictures posted.
Oh, shoot.
What does success mean to you?
Success is just, to me personally, is just always growing. Like, always have an open mind to different ideas, different points of views, and digesting that, and then always looking at things as a way to grow. Just be better than you were last year or last week or whatever it is. To me, that's success. And don't measure it against anybody else but your own progress. And I've always told my kids, you know, I don't care how fast you're moving, just as long as you're always moving forward. I think that's very important.
That is good advice. Absolutely. What do you want to be remembered for?
Maybe making some change. Changes that I hope are seen as positive changes in some of the paths I've taken and things I've helped with. I've seen growth in a lot of the things I've helped with. So I think I've done okay there.
What else do you have coming up at the chamber? I know you just got done with your big annual event, so.
Yes. Recognizing all those great businesses and people in Henry County. Appreciate them so much. Actually, the chamber now, we've switched gears.
Okay.
And it's Memorial Day is coming. So Memorial Day ceremony and parade. We have it on May 27th, the Memorial Day. And we host the largest Memorial Day ceremony and parade in the Midwest.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
As designated by the Indiana Festival Association. So.
Okay, excellent. We are official.
We didn't make it up. So they gave us that crown. So it's a wonderful ceremony and parade, and we're honored to do it. And we're honored to pay our respects to those who have made the ultimate sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also like herding cats.
Oh, yeah.
So we line up, our parade line up, you know, how here in Muncie, you'd always had Central and everything. We don't have anything like it. We line up on all the city streets that are close to downtown. And but you know, it works. We get it done. We have almost 200 entries. The parade lasts about an hour and a half.
That's a big parade.
It's a big parade. So, good things. We've got Dixie the Praying Dog coming, who is a great therapy dog for veterans, takes honor flights, these sort of things. We've got stilt walkers. We've got the Red Hats, Purple Chaps, Horse Troop, just a great variety of things for everyone to come out.
Awesome. So that's May 27th, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, yep. Memorial Day.
9 a.m. I believe we start. Yep, ceremony is at 9 a.m.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Glad I could come in and connect and be part of this. I've known about it for a while, so it's great.
Thanks for stopping by the farmhouse. Bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
So 20 years ago, something happened.
Something happened. What happened 20 years ago?
Holden Howe, my boy, was born.
your second boy, the third born.
The third born, second boy, yes.
Was born.
At Ball Hospital in Muncie, Indiana.
Okay, on April 9th,
right? April 9th, okay, yes, so was his official birthday.
20 years ago.
2004.
So, does that make you feel old?
No.
Or older.
It doesn't make me feel old. Now, it may make you feel old.
It does make me feel old, yes.
Because when we met, he was 2.5 years old.
2.5 years old. So, yes, that
You've
does
You've been in his life for, since he was 2.5 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, so for like 18 years.
18 years.
Yeah, a long
That's
time.
That's kind of crazy.
When he was a tiny needle, I used to call him my little bobblehead, because he had a little head, and he liked to run around the house, do circles with his little dump truck, and go do 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 do, and he was like a little bobblehead. And I also called him Gerald McBoing Boing because he made sound effects.
He was always
everywhere he went
making sound effects,
crashing the trucks together, like what was all
his,
the time.
What was his favorite movie growing up?
Well, he called it Tiki Dog.
Well, he had two favorite movies. So Tiki Dog was one, which was 101
Dalmatians. Two. 101
Dalmatians
part, or 102 Dalmatians.
Yes,
the second
that
version.
One too.
And there was a song that sounded like Tiki, Tiki, Tiki Dog, Tiki, Tiki Dog. And he used to call it Tiki Dog all the time. And then his other most favorite movie was Cars.
Cars, yes.
Oh, we watched that like every day.
Just about.
Just about.
We knew all the...
We could recite it by heart.
We could recite it by
for
heart.
For sure.
We knew all the dialogue.
Yeah. Well, and we didn't have like TV or cable back then either. So it was like we watched what we had on VHS or
DVDs.
And we had Cars on DVD. So we watched that a lot. And he's now doing some work for us here at the farmhouse.
Yes.
So
he has to
he's
edit,
gotta
this
edit this
episode.
Podcast where we're talking about him and he is not going to like it. That's what happens when you work for your parents.
So he turned 20 years old. He's got one more year until he's 21, and he's a full-grown adult in
exactly.
my eyes. Now,
yes.
18 as a full-grown adult. I get it. I know. You can go to the
you
army,
can go to
the
war,
military,
you can
all that. But when you turn 21, that's when things change for you.
That's when life gets a little more fun.
Exactly.
Perhaps.
So, but he's in that year before your 21 age.
Yes, where it's a little, because I asked him, I was like, happy birthday. Do you feel different today? He's like, yeah, I kind of feel sad because it's like, I'm like, because your teen years are over and now you're officially 20, but you're not quite 21 yet. He's like, exactly. So it is that weird year where you're an adult, but not a full-fledged adult. And he's living at our house, which is great. We love having him there. We love having you here, Holdy. It's great. But so that's probably kind of a funky situation to be into and all that kind of thing.
So we went out for his birthday. I did a surprise birthday present for him. Somehow I kept the surprise. I don't know how I did.
I thought you'd already told him, but no.
No, I bought tickets to Britt Floyd. So if you know anything about Holden, he is a budding guitarist.
Oh,
budding
yes.
guitarist.
Budding.
He's awesome.
He's
really.
He is established. He's very good.
He's established. And he is big into John Mayer, but also Pink Floyd. He really likes that sound and everything. Of David Gilmour, the guitarist and everything. So I got tickets to Britt Floyd, which is a Pink Floyd tribute band.
Tribute band, yeah.
And
like the premier
the
Pink
premier
Floyd
one.
Tribute band.
So, yeah. It was at the old National Marat Theater.
Yeah.
And so we went down there on Tuesday night on his birthday. And again, I hadn't told him. So it was a surprise. We ate at... a taco place beforehand, which is
like
down there
Coronado's
near,
Tacos
yeah,
or
Coronado
something.
Tacos,
something
like Mass that. Avenue or whatever. So fancy tacos. And those were like really good. And he had the best queso he said he's ever had, which was a smoked cheddar yumminess thing. So
okay.
Anyway, we enjoyed that, and then we went over to the Old National Center, which he has never been to before.
That's a nice building. Like,
it is a nice, very historical building, built by Masons and that whole thing.
Exactly.
And then, of course, we go there to watch the show. The funny thing was, to me, there were almost zero young people
Shocker.
In the audience. And in fact, I would say I was on the young end of the entire audience. The very young end.
And then Holden's like a baby compared to everybody there. He's an infant.
I mean, these are all people that saw Pink Floyd in the 70s, and they are just... They are jazzed. They are ready to go.
Yeah.
It was funny. I saw grandpas there drinking a beer and just having the time of their lives. So it was a very neat scene to be at. And then the stage show was just phenomenal.
I saw your pictures. Lasers looked super cool. And
lasers,
awesome.
Lights, video. I mean, they had it going on. I mean, they were the premier Pink Floyd tribute band. Brett Floyd, if you get a chance... Go see him. It's worth it. Even if you just like one Pink Floyd song, you'll love everything.
Because, right, like, I'm not the biggest Pink Floyd fan. Would I have liked it?
You would have loved it. Oh,
okay.
Yes.
All right.
Because of the backup singers and the musicianship and just the way everything flowed. I mean, they just did a phenomenal job. I can't say that much. Now, of course, we just did an episode about other bands.
The terrible
and concerts
concert we just
that
went
we
to.
Just saw. And yeah, that. The comparison, apples to oranges. I mean, this was the premier show to be at. It was awesome.
Awesome. So, and Holden liked it?
He loved it.
Was he moved to tears?
He said he was moved to tears during Great Gig in the Sky, which is a Pink Floyd song off the Dark Side of the Moon.
Right.
And the vocalization that
well,
happens.
Well, the girl who sings that,
oh my gosh,
that soulful part in the background is amazing. So.
Oh, yes. And it was spot on, if not better.
Oh. Awesome. Well, I'm glad you guys had a good time and he got to have a nice birthday. Happy birthday, Holden. Have fun editing this podcast.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Gone Boss.
Be sure to check us out at goneboss.com or hashtag goneboss.
We're on Instagram at goneboss2k or find us on Facebook just by searching Gone Boss.
If you like what you hear today, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you find your podcast.
Have a great rest of your day, and don't forget to tune in next week and find out who has gone boss.